It's dark out there. The sun will set tonight at 4:15 p.m. Right. Exactly. It's dark and it's cold, and we have a long winter ahead. And it's dark out there. Hate crimes are up. The country is polarized. And the news on the climate's not good. For millennia, when it's dark out physically, or when it's dark out psychically, we tell stories. They help us feel less alone. Stories of light or courage, or simply of people making it through. They help us envision maybe we can make it through whatever we are facing too. And some of the best storytellers around, who have, as a people, been telling their stories for millennia, are people of the Jewish faith, telling stories of oppression and resilience, stories of surmounting the impossible, and stories this week of darkness and miracles and light. Today is the second to last day of Hanukkah, the second to last day of the Festival of Lights, a holiday celebrated by Jewish people all over the world, a holiday with a particular story and a particular focus. A story that, as a member of our congregation reminded me this week, is not a major holiday for the Jewish people, or it wasn't originally intended to be. But it has become, at least in practice, a major holiday because of its nearness to Christmas. Yom Kippur in the fall and Passover in the spring are far, far more important for the Jewish faith. But Hanukkah is a holiday I want to lift up this month anyway, not because of its current popularity, but because I want to invite us into this singularly Jewish story during a time in which some are vocalizing anger and a harshness toward Jewish people that is as perplexing as it is dangerous. Antisemitism. It's outrageous in its expression on the right, which can make it seem invisible on the left. But as my colleague Rabbi Aaron from Temple Torah Israel shared with me, it's still there on both sides. And either way, it's leaving many of the Jewish people I know and love feeling threatened and uncomfortably vulnerable. So this is a good time to turn toward our Jewish friends and neighbors to learn about Judaism, learn about anti-Semitism, open our hearts and connect and commit to stand with them as individuals and as a group. There is a song written by Peter Yarrow, the Jewish member of the folk group Peter, Paul, and Mary. It's called Light One Candle, that is about Hanukkah. You heard a verse of it during the offertory. I want to share and reflect on some lines from this song as a way to tell the story of the holiday and what it might have to teach us today. And I have asked some of our Jewish members or members who have Jewish partners, as Paula mentioned earlier, to light the candles of our menorah along the way, and I'm grateful to them for that. Here's how it goes. Light one candle for the Maccabee children, with thanks that their light didn't die. And here's one way the story is told. It was around the year 167 BCE, about 200 years before what the Gregorian calendar calls the year zero, when Greek ruler King Antiochus IV tried to eradicate the Jewish faith. When the Jews held on, The Greek army desecrated their temple and waged an all-out war against them. A family named the Maccabees led an insurrection which overcame that army in a miraculous victory. They immediately went to reclaim the temple, but when they went to find olive oil to light the menorah, they found all the oil had been deliberately ruined by the Greeks. Finally, they found one uncontaminated container with enough light, with enough to light the menorah for exactly one day. And they used it to light that menorah, and it went on to miraculously burn for 8 full days, exactly the amount of time it took to get new, pure oil. And so they lit their menorah, that miracle light that would not die.